I'd like to think I don't talk too much, and I'd really like to introduce this next track, because I think it'll be worth it. It's a composition by a guy who goes by the name of Lois Tundra Voice. That's Lois Tundra Voice. Great goddamn name. He plays a horizontal and vertical pillar guitar. This other guy, Akos Christofi, plays electric bass and a 12-string keyboard. There's another guy on here who also plays a 12-string keyboard. So we've got two 12-string keyboards, which to me... And then we've got also horizontal and vertical guitars. So if we can only get someone who plays the nose voice or the analog digital, we'd be all set. And we have two people on vocals. This is called Stepping in the Snowshoes in the Tundra from a festival in Slovakia. I've never heard this track. It's from 1995.
Thank you.
Teal Ted stares at the last deer state. The name of the last track by Angst Haste Pfeffernays on the compilation Beady Beady Beady, front cover by Paquito Bellino, CD available with Banana Fish number 13. And I think if I had to pick one thing in this world to represent everything I love, it would be any issue of Banana Fish that you could pick up. It makes me feel so good. Banana Fish magazine makes me feel so good. And And, you know, unfortunately, I can track how many listeners I've got. And I lost a listener during that Slovakian meltdown back 7 minutes ago or so. And that kind of disappointed me, because it's not like I didn't feel like that was something that would turn people away. I mean, that was some of the least confrontationally obtuse sonics you're bound to get when we're unwrinkling. And we're hardly even unwrinkling. I mean, we've got the ear out, and we've got the ink, but we're not really doing a whole lot of unwrinkling tonight. I don't know why. Maybe it's the cool breeze. In any case, I've got a couple more gifts for you. And this guy I know, I call him Spaghetti Tutor. He gave me this record. And on the cover of this record, you know, I'm usually playing lots of stuff in the background while I do this talk stuff. Let me try something here. Oh, I feel much better. Gave me this record call from Heiner Goebbels and Heiner Mueller, Der Mann im Fahrstuhl, Man in the Elevator. Excerpted for radio. I guess it was real long. They couldn't put the whole thing on LP. Now, this is the lineup on this thing. It's pretty incredible. We got Ned Rothenberg on saxophones. I mean, the thing was recorded in 1988. The guy was probably 13 years old. George Lewis on trombone. Charles Hayward, for Christ's sake, on drums and metal. Fred Frith on guitar and bass. Don Cherry on voice, trumpet, and Deuce and Goonie. Ardo Lindsay on voice and guitar. So right there you've got members of, well, the best incarnation of the Golden Palominos, of the Golden Palominos. And Charles Hayward of This Heat, George Lewis, Don Cherry, etc. I mean, you got some fantastic people on here. You got Fred Frith, you got Henry Cowell, This Heat, and the Golden Palominos, best incarnation represented. You got other people I've never heard of. Ernst Stotzner, who does some voice stuff. Heiner Goebbels, who does piano, synthesizer, and programming, which is probably the first tip-off that there's going to be some problems. And then we got Heiner Mueller, the author. So we only got two musicians. I mean, and Heiner Goebbels has done some decent stuff. Two musicians kind of giving you the echo of potential problem. However, this guy tells me that this record is unlistenable, and I'm the only possible person that could appreciate it, because I happen to like text along with my music occasionally. Now, I haven't heard it. I tried to play it back on the show where we had Peter Kolovos, and it was freaking terrible. I mean, it cut like a knife through a brain that was anything but negligent. But who cares? Let's give it another try. We're going to hear Caked Mud with Vehicle Tracks, Homesick for the Elevator. This is a little app-ext. In the means.
Trockener Schlamm mit Fahrspuren. Auf beiden Seiten der Straße greift eine kahle Ebene mit gelben Grasnarben und Flecken von grauem Gebüsch. Undeutlich nach dem Horizont. Gebirge im Dunst schwimmt. Links von der Straße ein Barackenbau. Er sieht verlassen aus. Die Fenster, schwarze Löcher mit Glasresten. Vor einer Plakatwand mit Reklamen für Produkte einer fremden Zivilisation. Stehen zwei. Riesige Einwohner. Von ihren Rücken geht eine Drohung aus. zurückgehen soll. Noch bin ich nicht gesehen worden.
I think about going back. I haven't been noticed yet, never would I have thought during my desperate ascent to the boss that I would feel homesick for the elevator. That was my prison.
Me. Hätte ich gedacht, während meines verzweifelten Aufstiegs zum Chef. Dass ich heimwehe. Heimweh. Nach dem Fahrstuhl empfinden könnte, der mein Gefängnis war.
How shall I explain my presence in this no man's land? I don't have a parachute to show for it. No airplane, no wrecked car. Who would believe that I could be pulled from an elevator in front and back of me the street, flanked by the plane which reaches for the horizon? How will communication be possible? I don't know the language of this country. I might as well be deaf too. I'd be better off deaf too. Perhaps there exists compassion in Peru.
Wow, it turns out the old spaghetti squid knows me better than I thought. I love that shit. I don't know what the problem was. Arr. I burned these CDs from the same guy, and he told me these were not very good records either. No, no, no. No, no, no.
Dale mo itaru nani mo kikoe.
The LSD must turn to you. The recognition of the creation as a first and revelation. This deeper insight in our being.